Hey, good evening,
Morning,
everybody,
Joe.
and welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos here for Parshas Bo. This evening, I'd like to speak about something that we all engage in pretty much every month of the year prior to Rosh Chodesh, except for before Rosh Hashanah. We may touch on that a little bit later, but I refer to what we call benching Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos Mevarchim. What's that all about? That's what I'd like to speak about this evening for Parshas Bo, not because this morning was Shabbos Mevarchim, but rather because in this week's Sedra, Parshas Bo, we find the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And can everybody hear me okay? Does it sound okay here? We can just double
yes,
check.
Yes.
Thank you. So this morning in Parshas Bo, we find the very first mitzvah presented to the Jewish people as a nation. In source number one, Perikud Beis, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, Vam Hashem Moshe Aaron Beretz Yisrael Lemor, HaChodesh Alechem, Rosh Chodeshim. This month is the first of all the months. Announcing the month of Nisan, it's the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a nation. In Chumash Bereishis, we have the mitzvah of Puravu, we have the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the mitzvah of Gilan Moshe, but that's given to not given to to a nation. The first mitzvah given to a nation is here. In fact, I pointed out in the past that Rashi's opening comment on the Chumash is assuming that the Torah is a book of mitzvahs, a book of laws. Really, the Torah should begin right here. And the Torah is not a history book, so why do we have all of Chumash Bereishis and all this narrative if the Torah is fundamentally a book of mitzvahs and laws? Okay, Rashi gives it every answer he gives, but the Torah begins here with this first mitzvah presented to the Jewish people, and while it's specifically about the month of Nisan and what follows are laws relating to the Korban Pesach and subsequently to Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also understood to be the source for the mitzvah of sanctifying the month. Rashi comments in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, source 2, HaChodesh Hazeh, Her'o Levono B'chidusho, Ramalo Kesharech Mischadish Yelech HaRosh Chodesh. One of these HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, he said, when the moon renews itself, meaning it becomes visible again from earth, that's when Rosh Chodesh is. Again, very quickly, we know that the moon rotates around the earth every 29 and a half days, and the moon does not have any light of its own that we can see from the earth, but rather the moon bounces off or reflects the light of the sun. And how much of the moon we can see, the moon never changes size. It's always the same size, but how much of the moon we can see from earth depends upon where the moon is vis-a-vis the sun and the earth. So let's say in the middle of the month, when the moon is exactly on the other side of the earth vis-a-vis the sun, we can see what we call the full moon. But until that point, we see a sliver, and then we see a little more, then a little more, then a little more, till we come to the full moon, then the other direction. The moon, we can see less of it until there comes a point where we can't actually see any part of the moon from here on earth. And when it renews itself, so to speak, means we can see it again from earth. That's when Rosh Chodesh is. That's the beginning of the new month. We call the lunar month. So Rashi says, that's HaChodesh Alachem. When the moon renews itself, we can see it again from earth. That's Rosh Chodesh. And then from the word Hazer, Rashi comments, and this is really the name of the Gemara, Niskasha Moshe Amolah Levana. Moshe was unclear as to exactly what the birth, so to speak, the first visibility of the moon from the earth should look like. When can we sanctify the month? Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrative. We showed Moshe the word Zeb often implies that there's some kind of a demonstrative presentation. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him. So that's the Gemara says in Menachos and Chav Tes Aman Aleph in Source 3. Tana de Berabi Shmuel Shlosh Advarim Hayu Koshin Ola Moshe. Medrash has others, but this Gemara mentions three things that Moshe had difficulty understanding. Ad Sheheralo Kadosh Baruch Hu Beetzbal until Kadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him, so to speak, with his fingers, as a word. Elohein Menorah Rosh Chodesh Shvatzim. In all those cases, it says the word Zeh. Rosh Chodesh Tichsiv Acharu Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Rashi there in Menachos Chav Tes when Aleph Source 4 says Rosh Chodesh B'Shas Mol Halavana Ein Aniris. Right, we can't really see it from Earth. Came out except for a small sliver, and then any care is not really noticeable. Could have been Rosh Hashanah and so on. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, they had to ask the Edom, what exactly did you see? That's a reference to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amid Aleph in Source 5. Batane Rabbi Shmuel Rabba Bar Shmuel. Yochol kishem shema abinus hashanah l'tzorach kach bavirus hachodes l'tzorach. Can the bezin, just like they can declare a leap year for whatever need, we know there's an extra month to make the lunar year and the solar year reconcile, so Pesach falls out in the spring. But even for other reasons, sometimes the bezin can declare a leap year. Let's say it was a late winter and the roads aren't good and you can't travel, it would be difficult to travel to from around Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim for Pesach. They would declare a leap year, an extra Adar, not our topic tonight, but they did that for a need, so maybe you can also do that for Rosh Chodesh. Or I said, no, HaChodesh Elohim Rosh Chodesh Kazera Evik Hadesh. Or goes on to say there are occasions when in fact Bezim can, but that's not our topic yet. Now I just want to show those words, Kazera Evik Hadesh, as Rashi says, and so a six there, Rosh Hashanah Dav Chof Aleph, if the saying that sometimes they would put off the Pesach, they would declare a leap year for a reason. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Kazera Eva Kadesh, there's that phrase again, the Kevin Shatira Kadesh Babiom, sanctify that day right away. So the declaration of the month is called Kiddush HaChodesh. We sanctify the day as Rosh Chodesh, and that's the first of the month. And whose job is it? So the Gemara Rashana Daf Chav Beis and Aleph says, source 7, based on the pasuk again, our parsha here in source 1, you know, when Moshe and Aaron, the one that's identified as being presented with this mitzvah, so it says, Achodes Alachem, Rabbanan say, Eiduzu Teimusur Alachem. This is given over to you, meaning the leaders of the Jewish people, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, they're the ones to whom this mitzvah is given. As Rashi says there in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Beis Menalef, in source 8, Teimusur Alachem, Lechashuva Hadorani Moshe, Shekablu Eidus, Shekachu Achodesh. It's the job of the leaders of the people, the most important, you know, the religious leaders of the people. They will accept testimony that somebody saw the moon again. You know, the moon takes 29 and a half days to go around the earth. So if you come to day 29 of the outgoing month, it could well be that that night already the moon will be visible. It could be it's not visible. It's going to be either visible that night or the next night, one or the other. And so depends whether the moon is visible. The next day will be Rosh Chodesh. We know every Jewish month has, therefore, has only 29 days or 30 days, one or the other. They never have 28 like we have in February, and we never have 31 like in January and March and, you know, wherever that poem goes. So we never have that because it's either 29 or 30. If it's day 29, the next day will either be day 30 of the outgoing month, and the day after will be the first of the new month, or the day after the 29th will be day one of the new month. That's, of course, either way, it's Rosh Chodesh, when the day after 29 is always Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh is always day 30 of the old month. The second day of Rosh Chodesh, day one of the new month. Sometimes, like this past week, we had Rosh Chodesh on Monday, so day 29 was last Sunday, and day one was the first of Shvat, was last Monday, was Rosh Chodesh. Okay, it depends whether Eidim will come, and it's a job of the Bezdin, the Chashuva Ador, like Rashi says, to make that determination. How do we know that? So the Mishnah says, in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah starts on Chav Dalim Beis, but goes over to Chav Eim Aleph, the part that we want, so it's 9, Shenemar, Eile Moed, Hashem Yikorei Kodesh, Hashem Yikorei Some, Bein Bizman, Bein Shalom Bizman, Eile Moed, Ela Ela. These are the holidays, because obviously when Rosh Chodesh is going to impact, when any holiday in that month is going to fall out. It says, Asher Tikru'u, who should make this declaration? The plural, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Eim, and Aleph Rashi says, Asher Tikru'u, Bekriyas Bezin, Alav, Bekriyas Bezin, Talo HaKosub. Right, it's the job of Bezin to make this determination. There are actually three times, and I'm not going to that now, but three times in Parshas Emor, we find that expression, Tikru Osam, Perakov Gimel Vayikra, Pasuk Beis, Moedei Hashem Hashem Tikru Osam, Pasuk Dalet, Eile Moedei Hashem Mikroi Kosh Hashem Tikru Osam, and Pasuk Lamed Zayin at the end, Eile Moedei Hashem again Hashem Tikru Osam. So three times, and there are various rules learned out from that. Okay, so that's how we know that it's the job of Bezin to make this determination. The Rambam, in the beginning of Echos Kiddush HaChodesh, Parak Aleph, says a number of important things. 13, based on a pasuk in 12, he quotes Allah's Chodesh B'Chodesh. With the Rambam, in the very beginning of Echos Kiddush HaChodesh, Parak Aleph, 13, the Rambam writes, Chodesh HaShana Heim Chodesh HaLevana. Our months, the Jewish months, and the Jewish calendar are determined by the moon. That's, let's say, as opposed to the months of the solar calendar. January, February, March have nothing to do with the moon, right? The new moon and the full moon has nothing to do with it. It can land on any day of the month. The months are random, but they've got nothing to do with any scientific phenomenon. The months of on the secular calendar, what we call the solar calendar, has nothing to do with any scientific phenomenon. The year, the solar year, is when how long it takes the Earth to go around the sun, 365 and a quarter days, and they're divided into 12 months. So it's every month, it's either 30, 31 days, February 28th, whatever the reason, not for right now, but it's not corresponding to any particular scientific phenomenon. But the Rambam tells us in the very beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that our months, Parakalav Alachalav 13, Chodesh Hashanim, Chodesh Alavana. And he quotes the Psukim, Oles Chodesh B'Chodesho, there in Bamidbar, Perchav Ches, Pasuk Dal, the source 12, and the Pasuk, our Pasuk, and so on. That's in Alachalav. In Alacha, hey, the Rambam reiterates the point we mentioned in Paskins. Ein Rias Harech Mesur L'Chol Adam. It's not up to every person, the individual person, to make that decision. I see the moon. Let's say Shabbos. The Rambam contrasts with Shabbos. Shabbos is every 7 days. You don't need Bezdin. You don't need a declaration. Anybody can figure out when Shabbos is going to be because, you know, you count 7 days. The last Shabbos is the next Shabbos, right? It's Mesur L'Chol. Everybody knows when it is. Here, however, it's up to the Bezdin. They have to sanctify it. They have to make the declaration. Our like the son of Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Then the Rambam adds something important, Halacha Zayin, that it's also a mitzvah to say upon Bezdin, Sheyechashvu, a Bezdin should calculate, Bezdin should keep track. They have to know what the calculation is. In other words, there is a scientific calculation as to when the new moon will be. You can calculate. A number of ancient civilizations had ways to measure the rotation. We have more precise measurements today, but the moon going around the earth takes I say 29 and a half, it's not exactly 29 days and 12 hours. It's certain fractions of minutes and seconds and so on. But you make a calculation. It was the job of the Bezin to do that, to know. It wasn't they were sitting around one day, Edom would come. They knew when to anticipate the Edom. But nevertheless, it had to be done through Edom. Those are the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in the first part of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph. But again, it was up to the Bezin to keep this cheshbon. Then in Perek Hey of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in 14, the Rambam writes, Kol Halacha Aleph Kol Shemana Mikpias Rosh Chodesh Ala Re'iyah. All this we talked about in the previous several chapters about Kiddush HaChodesh depending upon the sighting of the moon by somebody who would, let's say, day 29. So that night, somebody would see the moon, he'd come to Bezin. The next day, the Bezin would question him to make sure he was honest and knew what he was talking about. And if two witnesses are good, then it would declare Rosh Chodesh, that would be day one of the new month. That would be Rosh Chodesh. Nobody came the next day with Rosh Chodesh, like we said before. But again, this is the job, says the Rambam, Ein Osin Osel Sanhedrin Shem Eretz Yisrael. Either it's the Sanhedrin or any Bezin of rabbis who are actually have the real smicha. We discussed that in the past. No rabbi today has a real smicha. The real smicha is Ish Mipiyish of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was part of a unbroken chain that went back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Question exactly when it stopped, but we don't have it today. I told people I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I don't have real smicha. I have to admit it. Okay, but I'm in good company because neither is anybody else. So the Vilna Gaon didn't have it either. So we're in good company. So anyway, but that he quotes the Pesukim of Moshe and Aaron, and it's given off, right? Ish Mipiyish. Ish Meish Moshe Rabbeinu, that's who makes his declaration. Okay. Then the Rambam, the end of Halacha Aleph, makes an important point. Bizman she'ein shom Sanhedrin Beretz Yisrael, ein koven chadoshim, ein marmashom, ela b'cheshbon zeh, shom b'cheshbon b'ayom. What if the Taka knows Sanhedrin? So what happened in the Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh? Rambam said, so then we rely on that cheshbon, that calculation, which we have today. You can look at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh in the Torah, and other sources and tell you certainly on a computer, you can figure out when Rosh Chodesh will be. You can do the calculation with help. Where does this calculation come from? So the Rambam writes, Halacha Beis, Dover Zeh Halacha Moshmi Sinai. When there was a Sanhedrin, they would establish Rosh Chodesh based on the sighting of the moon by witnesses who were eligible and found out to be honest and so on. There's no Sanhedrin, and everything would be done by the cheshbon, by the calculation. You don't have to worry about people seeing it and so on. That's why sometimes the calculation is a little bit off. Because sometimes the molad, so to speak, like we actually had last week. Last week we announced the molad of Chodesh Shvat was actually on Motzei Shabbos, Yerushalayim time, but Rosh Chodesh wasn't Saturday night, Sunday. It was Sunday night, Monday. Okay, we're not going through that problem right now. Then Halacha Gimel, the Ram writes, when did we start relying on this cheshbon and not on any bezin? The Ram said that was nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. It was well after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, but it was when there was no more really thriving Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. All the time they used Kiddush HaChodesh, even after the Churban, was Kiddush HaChodesh al pi ra'iyah ad yimei Abaye v'Rava. Okay, until the days of Abaye and Rava, around the year 350 or so of the Common Era, the days of Abaye and Rava in Babel, and that's when it changed. The Rambam writes Halacha Yud Gimel, and he elaborates more on it in the Sefer Mitzvahs. In Mitzvahs, as a Kuf Nun Gimel, the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Ma'ariv Sedrus. So the Rambam writes that calculation and so on, that what we do today. You want to know when Rosh Chodesh is today? Look on your refrigerator. Okay, you probably have a calendar there that tells you, or the shul sends out the notice, or you have the Ezra's Torah Luach, or whatever it is. You know, we don't need any Bezin today. We know when Rosh Chodesh is. You can look it up yourself. Okay, and we can find at any time when Rosh Chodesh is and when it's going to be. So, the Rambam writes that which we do today, we always say Rosh Chodesh Yom Ploni, Yom Ploni, Yom Ploni, Yom Ploni. That's not the cheshbon that we're doing. Important point to the Rambam, because again, we're not a bezin, but ein anu somke el cheshbon b'nei Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has a chiddush over here. The Rambam says, what is exactly the kviya? What is koveya? What establishes Rosh Chodesh nowadays, says the Rambam? The fact that the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, there's some community of Jews in Eretz Yisrael that's observing Rosh Chodesh, that's what koveya the chodesh for everybody else. The cheshbon was done, so it's kept track, and we have a, you know, luach and so on, but the fact that Jews in Eretz Yisrael are keeping it, that which we can do it in Chutzot too, and no, that's just revealing or letting us know when it is. Okay, but the Cheshbon is the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam writes. He elaborates on this point in 15 in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs says a Kuf Nun Gimel. The Rambam writes the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and he writes. He says an important point in the second line. Uvekan Shorish Gadol Ma'od Mishor Shehamuna. Lo yadu velo yizban and makoma elo mishadaito amuka. The Rambam says it's a secret, so to speak. Maybe it's called the Soda Ibor and some of the things that a lot of people don't know. But he writes, that which we in Chutzlart, I'm also living in Chutzlart for a time, that which we keep track and so on, we say today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Yom Tov. Lo mipnei cheshboneinu nekvo Yom Tov b'shum panim. It's not because we keep track and we have the cheshbon. Elab neisha bezan agolos b'etzel kvar kavu zeyom Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. Ve amram shezeh hayom Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, yeh Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. However, it was done in Eretz Yisrael. It all depends on Eretz Yisrael. Whether the Jews in Eretz Yisrael declared it because of the Re'iyah, it was actually someone saw the moon, they had a Bezin and so on, or it was because of the Cheshbon, they keep the Cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael too. That's what's Koveya. And Avo Cheshbonenu Legila Milson, the Rambam writes, Havein Zema'o, and he adds, he says, and he also the Chabir, very startling statement. If there'll be a time, there'll be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael at all. No minion, nothing in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, Chalila l'kel ma'asov, so Shem will never do it. We have a havtocha, it won't happen, and so on. But if it would happen, the lo yeshom bezin, okay, and it wouldn't be a bezin, and there's no bezin in chutzot that has the real smicha. Hinei cheshboneinu ze lo yo ileinu oz klum. That we won't have, the fact that we can keep track of a cheshbon will make no difference. We can't be Kovei the Chodesh. That's the Rambam, the simple reading, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kufnanei, Mitzvah Sei Kufnan Gimel. Rambam writes, if there'd be no community in Eretz Yisrael today, right now, okay, keeping it, then we wouldn't be able to do it. She'ein lo reshus, she nechashe b'chutzlaretz. We can't do anything here in Chutzlaretz. It's a startling statement. But the Rambam says, this is a big secret, a lot of people don't know it. The Ramban, in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Sei Kufnan Gimel, in 16, said, yeah, people don't know. You know why? Because it's not true. He said, that's not what's Kovei. What's Kovei the Chodesh? He says, in the source 16, again, you can look it up in greater detail, but a part I printed is from Hillel Hanasi. Around the days, when the Rambam mentioned the days of Abai and Rava. In the days of Abai and Rava, there was a leader in Eretz Yisrael called Hillel Hanasi, not the Hillel of Beis Hillel, the original Hillel, who was alive still when the Beis Hamikdash stood, but the descendant of his, called Hillel Hanasi, sometimes called Hillel Hasheni, Beno Shel Yehuda Hanasi, descendant of Yehuda Hanasi, Shetikein Cheshbon, and he calculated a Cheshbon, and that's why we do it today. Basically, the Ramban says, so where's the Kiddush HaChodesh today? The Ramban says, because the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are Mekadosh HaChodesh, by observing it today, and we follow them. The Ramban says, no, the Kiddush HaChodesh was done. It was done in Eretz Yisrael. It was just pre-calculated, pre-sanctified, all those years ago by Hillel Hanasi, his president. They were Mekadosh HaChodesh for every month from here until Bias Gold Tzedek, Ad Shivo Elio. Okay, that's what he says. So it's a different point than the Rambam. It's, he says, our Chodoshim today, our Rosh Chodesh today, have all been pre-sanctified. Okay, so that's a little bit background. It's a good thing to be aware of in terms of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But I want to speak about what's this business that we do on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. We make an announcement, Rosh Chodesh, so-and-so, yeah, Biyom, so-and-so, or sometimes the 2 days, right? And we make an announcement with the tefillah before, the Yirotzon and so on, you know, Chodesh Yer, Chodesh Baruch Hu. Well, what's that all about? Well, you know, where'd that come from? So that's not really, because nothing in the Gemara about it. Okay, that in our regular Gemara, nothing says on the Shabbos before you make such an announcement. So if you look in source 17, the Seder of Amram Gaon. Amram Gaon, of course, in the time of the Gaonim, the earliest Seder that we have. So in Seder Rosh Chodesh, and I stress Seder Rosh Chodesh, not talking about the Shabbos before. He's talking about on Rosh Chodesh proper, source 17. Motzi and Sefer Torah, he said, we take out a Sefer Torah. Four Eliyahs, good. He tells you what the four Eliyahs are. Everything, we know that already. In the second paragraph, and then we announce B'Simen Tov Yehei Lana Rosh Chodesh Ploni Yom Ploni Yom Ploni Hu Yaseh Imanu Nisim Niflos B'Chol Yisrael So Lana L'Chol Amo Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hachei Olenu V'Akom V'Yisrael B'Chol Makom Shem L'Tov Avrocha L'Sosso similar phrase outs we have. But when was this done according to Rambam Gaon? On Rosh Chodesh itself. Doesn't say anything about the Shabbos before. Apparently right by Laning, okay, that's what he's saying. They're laying on Rosh Chodesh. They would make a declaration. Today is Rosh Chodesh, or today and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. It's the beginning of this and this month, and a little tefillah and so on. So that's similar to what we have today, but it's not done according to Rambam Gaon's presentation. Again, it's in Seder Rosh Chodesh, and he mentioned this right after the Kriyas HaTorah, talking about what the Kriyas HaTorah is Rosh Chodesh. They would make this type of announcement. So there was an announcement that was made. What exactly is that? I don't know, but that's what he says, what they used to do. In the Tshuva HaRashba, 18, Chelek Aleph Simon Reish Sadi Gimel, someone asked him that apparently the practice in his land was that on the night of Rosh Chodesh, Davin Barev, somebody would announce the Shliach Tzibur Bein Kaddish L'Tfilas Arvis, between the Kaddish right before the Barev Shmona Esrei and the beginning of the Barev Shmona Esrei, they would make an announcement. So the Machriz Shliach Tzibur would announce that it's Rosh Chodesh. Is that a hefsik? Is it not a hefsik? So we prevent that from going on. So the Rosh Chodesh writes, Ein Roy Limchos. It's okay. Because it's necessary for the davening, so it's not considered a hefsek to announce Yalav Yovah Rosh Chodesh at that point. He brings a raya, like the Gemara says, by you know, when you're not supposed to talk between you wash and make hamotzi, but if it's something, you know, to get the bread, to get a knife, to get the salt or whatever that you can do, fine. And he says, certainly tefillas arba is a shus. So it's perfectly okay to make that announcement on Rosh Chodesh night at Mar. So there we see another, it doesn't say like a Rambam go, but also apparently they would make some type of announcement before the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh that today is Rosh Chodesh. The Maharil, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Sif Gimel, or Os Gimel, 19, Omar Mari Segal, that's the Maharil. The Lamed in Maharil stands, his name was Yaakov, the Maharil Mariner, Yaakov Levi. He's a Levi. So sometimes called Mari Segal, Segal. A lot of people named Segal Levim, because the Segal is Rosh Hashanah, Sgan LeKohen, the assistant of the Kohen, Levi. Okay, anyway, so he's called the Mari Segal sometimes. So Minag Yofa Huba Magensa. He liked the practice in Magensa, right, in Ashkenaz. Mosai Shu Shnei Yom Rosh Chodesh, Shu Be'erev Achnos Yom Rishon, Kodom, Tfilas Yud Ches Darvis, Korei Shamas, Yerba Ko Romas, Yala Miyobo. To make a clap, Yala Yala Miyobo, to remind people of Davin, and the second day they would say Rosh Chodesh, and so on, because this is Rosh Chodesh. And he likes that practice. And he said that some a variant practice. Some people didn't do it the second night because we knew there was Rosh Chodesh, whatever. But there we have some kind of idea of making an announcement on Rosh Chodesh proper. But that still does not tell us about Shabbos, the Shabbos before that we call Shabbos of Orchel, we call benching Rosh Chodesh. If you look in source 20, that's the earliest source I found, the Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri is in the Talmidim of Rashi, this measure of Rashi. And Machzor here doesn't mean a Machzor like we have in Rosh Hashem Kippur. It includes things from the Siddur, but other things too. So the Machzor Vitri, Simon Kuf Tzadi 20, it says, Bimchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos Haba, if Rosh Chodesh falls the following week, Machriz HaChazin Modia L'Rabim Yom Kviyoso. The Chazin or somebody makes an announcement to declare when is Rosh Chodesh the following week. So people will know, they takonas Hamada, people know when Yom Tov's coming up. Now let's remember, in the old days, you didn't have calendars in your fridge. You didn't have a fridge, but even if you had a fridge, you didn't have a calendar on it, right? And people don't have printed calendars and printing presses. So it wasn't like today where you can figure out, you know, people are coming up, when is Pesach? You know, you got to know when Pesach is. Today we know when Pesach is months in advance. Okay, but at one time, you know, they already started after Tu B'Shvat. Coming to it, I already start putting the Pesach products on the shelf. So we know Pesach is coming up. Okay, but in the old days, it wasn't quite like that. So the Shabbos before says the Matzah Vitri, where they would make an announcement on Rosh Chodesh this week, so people know what Yom Tov is. They have to know the Dava Musaf and say hello, and women don't do work on Chol HaMoed V'Omer. And you also say a tefillah. Here it is. We know this. Mishos and Nitzan of Hosena V'Gol HaSomei Avdus Chayrus Yigalena V'Kabeis Yinechem Avak Kanfos Eretz Chaveim Ko Yisrael. And he has another phrase. Yerushalayim Erekadosh V'Omer Amen. Rosh Chodesh Ploni Yom Ploni. And if it was Shnei Yom 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 Ploni and so on. And Chadash Yerakadosh Bolin V'Sos and Simcha L'Revach L'Atzola Atzolcha L'Chaim L'Sol and Omer Amen and so on. So according to the Machzor Vitri, what then is this practice of benching Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos of Orchim? Basically, it's an announcement to let people know when Rosh Chodesh is coming. People won't know otherwise. How do they know? There's no printed calendar or luach that people had. So they would make an announcement the Shabbos. Remember, Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday, or whatever day it's going to happen to be. And it's interesting, I printed the last line I printed there in 20. They would do the same thing if there's a Tainus that week. They would also say, okay, there's a little tefillah and hey, the tainus will be on this in his day. Can you let people know what's coming up? In a similar vein, the Sefer Yireim of Elazar Mitzvah about a Tosu Simon Reish Nun Tes, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the old Divos Kuf Gimel, writes, Masha Nogu Olam Lahagid Chodesh B'Shabbos Ein Zek Kiddush. He tells us right away, this practice that we have, benching Rosh Chodesh, you know, Shabbos Rochem, it's not Kiddush HaChodesh. That's not what it is. It's nothing to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. Kirosh Bezdin, we have no Bezdin. But Mitzvah says, oh, it's Enotluya Ela Barosh Bezdin, was like we learned earlier, was a job of Bezdin. This practice that we have has nothing to do with, you know, the actual Kiddush HaChodesh. The actual Kiddush HaChodesh, whether you like the Rambam's view, you like the Ramban's view, whether the Rambam says it's the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, that the practice of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's what's Koveya, or like the Ramban says, that it's, you know, that it was pre-sanctified years ago in the days of Hillel HaSheni, whatever it was. But we don't need to make this a declaration. We don't have to, nothing we do to Mekadosh HaChodesh on the Shabbos before. We don't do that. That's not Kiddush. We don't have no Bezin. So today, he says, Aval Tiknu Rishonim Lahagi La'olam. Rosh Chodesh, we Zohar, but told him it's a public service announcement, you know, to let the Olam know that Rosh Chodesh is coming up. Same thing,
the language which we use is also indicates that it's just that. I mean, it doesn't say anything, you know, it says Rosh Chodesh, whatever, Yiyeh B'Yom or whatever. Right, it doesn't say anything about
exactly. I think it's right. I think that's what these Rishonim are saying. That's there was a Ruach, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chodesh, Tim Tof Nun Beis, Masha Ono Baruch, Rosh Chodesh, Mitzah Knesset, Mishos, and Nisal, et cetera, Rosh Chodesh, Ponu, Yom Ponu, Ein Zeh Kiddush, Ela HaChrozu B'Alma, it's an announcement. Right? She ticked the rabbi's center. The early rabbis instituted this. La'achris b'tzibur b'loshen bracha. Okay, you say some tefillos, some brachas, and so on. Jazz it up a little bit, but basically the idea is to make this announcement to let people know. Same thing. Again, I'm showing you different rishonim. You'll see why I'm quoting these rishonim. So many of them. The Shibbol Aleket. Shibbol Aleket. Inyan Rosh Chodesh Yom Kuf Ayin. Calls it. Hachrozos Achaz. Right? The announcement. Mashanogu B'leil HaKnos Rosh Chodesh. He mentions the practice in Ma'ariv also, like you mentioned also, to let people know. And he also says, toward the end of the second line, B'chein Mashamachriz and also B'Shabbos Shefnei Rosh Chodesh, Eino Zecher L'Kiddush HaKhodesh. He stresses, it's not even a Zecher to what they did in the old days, Kiddush HaKhodesh. That's what he writes. And that's what the other Rishonim, I think, are saying also. It's not even to remember that there's once a thing called Kiddush HaKhodesh. No, no such thing. It's L'Hashmi Ha'am Shabbos HaKnesses, Yom Kiddush HaKhodesh, just to let people know. And he says, why? L'fi Shabbos HaKhol. Why do we do it the Shabbos before? The pastor says, because they're more shul, more people in shul on Shabbos. People on weekdays are busy, they're running to work and so on, that people can't always go to shul, and people forget. Therefore, says the Shabbat Aleket, they would make the announcement on Shabbos before. The Orchas Chaim, said it's the Shabbos Shachris, O Zion, and Chalik Alavarin, right? Achar Aftorah, after Aftorah, you say, Misha Berach, and Ashrei, and when Kishachor, Rosh Chodesh, we're supposed to Shavuot, Yomer, he wrote some, and he has different tefillahs, Lechonein, Lerachin, Lekayim, okay, these different tefillahs, and he writes on the third line there, Hakol, Holech, Achar, Minig, whatever the Minig is in the Shul, to say these different tefillahs and so on. He also mentions a practice, we don't say the same he wrote on Rosh Chodesh of, right, because, it's the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, right? We're not so excited that it's Rosh Chodesh. Like, nobody gets up on Rosh Chodesh, and so Rosh Chodesh Av is coming to, oh, goody, it's the 9 days. Right? So therefore, it's a little more depressing. Okay, we don't make the announcement. The Kolbo, which is, sort of shortened version, so to speak, of Rokas Chaim and Simon Lamed Zayim, Kishachar Rosh Chodesh Leos Bosa Shavua, Machri Zachazim, you make that announcement, you say these various other tefillahs, which has Rosh Chodesh, and they go on to Yikum Porkan and so on. Okay, and we mentioned Rosh Chodesh Av, you don't say the same thing. However, I just want to point out, if you look in the Avudram, he adds something interesting. The Avudram Seder Rosh Chodesh, right? Hachroza Rosh Chodesh, he mentions also Shabbat. They all call it Hachroza. Hachroza means an announcement. It's a public service announcement, right? So before Ashrei, we say, Shlech Tzibur says, when is Rosh Chodesh? But it's also interesting because he says, V'atam Shemavakshin Racham Al HaChachamim B'Hachroza Rosh Chodesh. Apparently, now, I don't know what he's referring to exactly, whether some tefillah for the Chachamim or it's juxtaposed to Yikum Porkan and so on, which is also a tefillah for the, for the Rabbanim, Talmideim, Samideim, and so on, because the original Kiddush HaChodesh was up to the Bezdin. So therefore, we say this tefillah at a time when, our tefillah, so we connect it somehow to Chachamim. So that implies a little bit of a stronger connection to Kiddush HaChodesh, but okay, it still seems to be an announcement. However, what it doesn't fully explain, and we'll see in a second, another thing to add, and by the way, it seems to me, just as a side point, that we understand this a little better according to the Rambam, at least in Eretz Yisrael, because the Rambam says it is the Hanhaga of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, which is Koveya, the Kiddush HaChodesh. So therefore, it makes sense, to make a big production now to make sure everyone does it. Because everything depends on that, so to speak. According to Ramban, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh because everything was pre-sanctified in the Cheshbon years ago, in the days of Hillel Sheni. But according to Rambam, perhaps this practice of making sure that everybody knows, because the Hanhaga, the practice, the observance of Rosh Chodesh on behalf of the part of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's a big thing. Just as a side point, so Soloveitchik once explained, we have a practice, we say Yalav Yovo, that announces Rosh Chodesh, Yom Rosh Chodesh. There, right? We say Yalav Yovo in the Shemoneh Esrei. So if you forgot Yalav Yovo in the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, but not at Ma'ariv. If you forgot Yalav Yovo Rosh Chodesh at Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why not? So everyone knows because Ein Mekadshin is a Chodesh Belayla. There was no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. So people ask, but we're not being Mekadosh HaChodesh anyway today. We know it's Rosh Chodesh. In the olden days, okay, they maybe didn't say Yalav Yovo at night because they don't know if Edom are going to come the next morning and announce that they saw the moon or if the Bezdin is going to declare Rosh Chodesh. But we know, like I said, you look in the Luach, you look on your fridge, you see the calendar, the Shul made an announcement, so you know it's Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean, Ein Mekah, who cares? No, but if it's a Hanhoge, if the Hanhoge, like the Rambam says, at least in Eretz Yisrael, if the Hanhoge is what's Koveh Rosh Chodesh, so the Hanhoge is only really the Hanhoge of the daytime, not the night. Okay, just a side point. You can think about that. But what all this does not explain is, so I understand the Chazan of the Shliach Tzibur, whatever it is, makes the announcement of Rosh Chodesh. But our practice is a little bit different, right? After the Chazan says Rosh Chodesh, so-and-so, yeah, Biyom, so-and-so, we all say it too. What's that about? What do we all have to say? It's just an announcement. So at the end of davening, when the president of Shul gets up and makes the announcements, he tells you what's coming on the next week. Tonight there's a Malam Malka, next week there's a hat show, whatever is going on in the shul. Now, by the way, also it's Rosh Chodesh, right? Well, that should suffice, right? You want to say some tefillahs, also okay. Why does everybody then chime in and we all say Rosh Chodesh Tov?
So it's interesting. No, the Yekis don't. The Yekis do not say it.
Right, I was going to say that not all people have that. Right, just the Chazan says it, right? The Rav says it, right?
Whoever. It's either the Rav or the Chazan, yeah. Whichever one.
But one answer to that may be the following. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Talmud, Aleph 27, says, the Mishnah says, Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudosh, V'cholam Onen Achrov Mekudosh Mekudosh. There was some sort of group participation in the actual Kiddush HaChodesh. It was indeed the Rosh Bezdin who would make the announcement Mekudosh, but then everybody else there would say Mekudosh Mekudosh. And the Gemara says on Chav Talmud, Aleph 28, where does that come from? Because of the pasuk, we saw the pasukim earlier in Parshas Emor, back in Source 11, where it says Moadei Hashem Mikan Shirosh Bezer Mekudosh, and everyone answers Mekudosh Mekudosh. How do we know? Because it says Hashem Osam Kribe Atem. Right? It says we saw three times that Osam. Right? So they're the one Osam. Everybody, so to speak. Or some say because it's Mikra'ei Kodesh Mikra'ei, as Rashi says, Trezim Neimash. It has to be twice Mekudosh Mekudosh. Okay, but in any event, we see from that Gemara is, and that's how we paskin. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Beis Halacha Chesel, is 30 writes, V'charkach Achar Shetiskayim Ha'edus, Rosh Bezin O Mekudosh, V'chol Ha'am Onim Achar, Mekudosh Mekudosh. Everybody answered. There was some sort of a group event, so to speak, that took place. The Rav Yoh, on Rosh Hashanah, his commentary on Rosh Hashanah, Chelek Beis, and Tav Kuf Lamed, says on this Gemara, he says, everybody would answer, and he writes, look what he says, Umikan Nagush Mavarchan Resaknestum Achrizan Alachodesh Mishos Anisim and so on. He said, now that's a little different than the other Rishonim we saw. And the Rav Yoh seems to link all the other Rishonim we saw said that the Kiddush, the Birchas HaChodesh that we recite, it's called Benching Rosh Chodesh, Birchas HaChodesh, Hashem Zvarachim, has nothing really to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. It's an announcement so people know what's coming up in the upcoming week. Right, but the Rav Yoh links it a little bit to Birchas, the actual links Birchas HaChodesh to the actual Kiddush HaChodesh. He refers to this Gemara, which was the Gemara about Kiddush HaChodesh. The Av Bezin would say Mekudosh, and everyone answered Mekudosh, Mekudosh. He links that to our practice of benching Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos before. Again, Mikan, Shenogu, Shemavarchin, Reis HaKnesses, Umachrizin. He calls it Machrizin, but he links it, you know, and like we can throw in that, you know, just like it says Mekudosh, the Tzibur chimed in Mekudosh Mekudosh, and maybe that's why the Tzibur makes the announcement as well for those people who have that practice. So I'm just saying it is linked, at least according to the Rav Yoh, a little bit different. I don't want to make this into a big machlokas, but the Rav Yoh may hold that our Birchas HaChodesh in some sense, maybe it's like a Zecher, I don't say Zecher LeMikdash, but it's because, you know, this went on even after the Mikdash, but a Zecher to what used to be done. And again, the other Bishonim don't seem to say that. They just seem to say it's an announcement. Okay, it's necessary. But the Rav Yoh seems to link it. The Rokeach also has the term in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Nun Gimel 32. Yikum Porkan Tikno B'Shabbos. I'll be under fine. Then Mekadshim HaChodesh. You hear that? We call it Birchas HaChodesh. We call it Hachroza. Another Bishonim. The Rokeach, maybe like the Rav Yoh, calls it Mekadshim HaChodesh. We're not really Mekadshim HaChodesh, neither according to the Rambam nor according to the Ramban, but it is sort of making it a Zecher. And he says, except for Tishrei, for a different reason we'll come back to. So I'm just saying maybe it's, maybe we have that practice, the according to some Rishonim, anyway, perhaps it's more than just an announcement. It has to do with perhaps a Zecher a little bit to what used to be done. What's interesting is that there is no mention of this practice, barely a mention of this practice. Again, that's why I showed all these Rishonim. Many of all the major Rishonim mentioned this practice of Shabbos before, of the Shabbos before, Shabbos of Arkham, whether it's an announcement or it's a Zecher, whatever it is. But it's interesting. The Mechaber and the Ramah, the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe don't really mention it. It does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it say, we'll see just a veiled reference, so to speak, a parenthetical reference, but nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it say that you have to announce Rosh Chodesh Shabbos before, despite the fact that all the Rishonim mention it. The Beis Yosef, Siman Reish Lamed Vav, okay, the Laws of Maariv, does mention in 33 that Rosh Tshuvas Rosh Bo we saw before, from Chelek Aleph, Siman Reish Tzadikim, we saw that Tshuvas Rosh Bo before. It was back in Source 18, you know, who mentioned about talking before Maariv to announce that it's Rosh Chodesh. That he does mention, and says that it's okay. And the Darkei Moshe says also, it's in Reish Lamed Vav, there in Oz Beis 34, also says, talks about it's mutter l'sheikh tzibur to make this announcement that it's Yalla V'yavo or something like that. And he refers back to what he says in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Aleph in Oz Beis 35. He quotes that tshuva from the Rashba that we saw. And therefore, it's okay to make that announcement. But you know, he mentions all of that. And the din, the Shulchan Aruch, that, that is a din. But no mention at all about anything on the Shabbos before. So it is striking. I don't have an explanation for it. The Mechaber never mentioned it throughout law. Incidentally, refers to it. Okay, in Hilchos Shabbos, not Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, look in 36, Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simon Reish Pei Dalad, Sif Zayin, the Ramah mentioned talking there about Avarachamim. And he says, Begam kein noagim loma avarachamim. After you come park, we say avarachamim. But uvakol yom she'enam bo tzadi vav tzadi. That's a reference to tzidkoscha. The three pesukim of tzidkoscha, because the first pasuk starts with the word tzidkoscha. Second pasuk starts with the word vitzidkoscha. The third pasuk again is tzidkoscha. So tzutz tzadi vav tzadi. The three pesukim of tzidkoscha. Anytime you don't say tzidkoscha, you also don't say avarachamim. It's not exactly what we follow, but one second. V'chein kishesh chasna omila. There's a chasna in the shul. That Shabbos, or there's a bris in that day, you don't say Avarachman. Yesh mekomo she'ein omim oso kishimavarchan achodesh. So there you have a parenthetical reference in Ramah to the idea of bimavarchan achodesh. You don't say Avarachman, which is our practice, except levad b'me'asira, except during the sira, and other times, ha'hochin b'cholze achara minik, follow the minik, that's the old joke, as you said over, you know, in the past, where there was some day, Shabbos, maybe it was Pesach Sheni or something, and it was Shabbos, and so the Chazan was about to start to say Avarachamim, and somebody yelled out, no, we don't say Avarachamim today, another person, we do say Avarachamim today, he has his luach, we do say Avarachamim, we don't say Avarachamim, and they're yelling back and forth, and the rabbi was sitting there, didn't say anything, and there was a guest in the shul, finally said to the rabbi, what's going on, what's the minig here in the shul? So he said, what do you mean? This is the minig. Every year when this comes up, we fight about it. Everybody yells about it. That's the minig. But anyway, that's Ramor writes, HaKol B'cholzeh Achar HaMinig. But that's Ramor's kind of a brief reference. He doesn't say anything about Mevarach and Chol. He just says, when you do, you skip Avarach. Okay, other poskim do mention the Levush. There in some Tov Chaf Aleph, the Nichol Shosh Chodesh, and Simon Aleph does mention, Noagin Levarach Chosh Chodesh, B'chol Shabbos Lif Nerosh Chodesh, K'nei Lefar Simon Odiyah L'chol Ha'am, Beiz Yom Rosh Chodesh, and you say other Tefillah, Mishal Sanisim, and so on. Before Rosh Hashanah, we don't do it. That's because the psukim in Tilim, Perak Pe'alav, psukim Dalad, and hey, we know from Rosh Hashanah 38, Tika B'chodesh Ovar, B'kesel Yom Chageinu, Ki Chok Yisrael Mishra L'Chayakov, Rosh Hashanah is called B'keseh, Keseh means Tilim, which is covered, so Rosh Hashanah is a holiday when Rosh Chodesh is covered, it's also Rosh Chodesh. We barely do anything on Rosh Hashanah that indicates Rosh Chodesh, but one of the Korbanos were necessary, but leaving that out also so the Sultan said, no, all right, whatever it is, we're not Mekadesh, we don't have Shabbos of Arachim on the Shabbos for Tishrei. But in any event, at the end, the Levush explains, why do we talk about, you know, who you got, O son of Mishas, and who you got, O son of, what's that got to do with Shabbos Mevarachim? It's a nice tefillah, beautiful tefillah, right? Here, Mishas, and Israel, O son of a goal, some absolute who you got, O son of a car, what's it got to do with Birchas HaChodesh? So Levush explains, because the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we said before, we started this year, was given in advance of the Geula from Mitzrayim, you know, foretelling or foreshadowing Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Mela, the first Geula, so we say, you know, that mitzvah relates to Geula, so we announce, we pray for the Geula here, too, again, indicating perhaps there is a connection between this practice and Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, the Magen Avraham also in Hilchos HaChodesh, Siman Tav Yud Zayin, Sifkat Aleph 39, also mentions, which again, it's curious that it's not in the Mechaber and the Ramah, other than that veiled reference, that minor reference in the Ramah. But it is interesting. But again, the other poskim do mention it. The Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Mevarach and HaChodesh, Chutz and Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, fine. Everything that we mentioned before. And it's basically to tell people. He also mentions the practice that we stand, okay? And it's an important point to note. Look at that. We call Mokom, the end of the Magen Avraham, then Sukkot Nala. We call Mokom Nogu Lamod, Bishas, Amiris, Oshchodu, Bion Ploni, Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh, Shayam Uma. Oh, so that's interesting because he's also saying that it's not just announcement. If announcement is nothing more than announcement, then everyone would have to stand. Our practice, we stand for Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. The Machzah Shekel, a little bothered by that. Machzah Shekel is a commentary on the Magen Avraham there in some tough designs, Sukkot Nala from 40. He writes, you know, what we stand, the truth is, though, we couldn't be Mekadosh HaKodesh if we wanted to. We don't have business smuchim and so on, but we don't have the real smicha. So it's not really, but maybe it's dugmas. Dugmas is sort of to remember, okay? All right, I also printed the Tshuva in the Rima Gash. I should have printed it early in Simen Kuf Mem Vav. He says that, today we know it. We don't need the bezin. Anyway, that's what the Machzah Shekel was referring to. We don't need it, so it's not really. But okay, I mean, he gets to stand up. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes, it's in Tov Yud Zayin, Tikkat Aleph, Minag Kadmonenu. okay, that to make a brichas a chodesh Shabbos before. Again, we saw it in the Rishonim, the Chabad Ramad don't mention it, the Mishabru does mention it, other than Tishrei and so on, and he said this is not the real Kiddush HaChodesh, it's just a Achrazah, as we mentioned. The Shulchan has a nice summary. It's in the Tov Yud Zayin, Tziv Zayin, Tziv Ches. We're not going to read it, we'll say it the whole time. But he writes, you know, this is, you know, when there was a Sanhedrin, they did it that way. Now that there's a Bezin, so now there's no Bezin, we do the Cheshbon. And he mentions a little bit the Machokas around the Ramban. We mentioned, he says, some try to justify, not really a Machokas. Okay, not our issue now. Tziv Ches, he writes, we stand Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, like they did for Kiddush HaChodesh, like the Magen Avraham mentioned. And it's a good thing to announce the Molad, we do that as well. That had to do with also Kiddush HaChodesh. There are some things which we do sort of as a commemoration as we're Kiddush HaChodesh. But the main reason is to let people know. He refers to Yerushalmi. I printed Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin Perakei Halacha Gimel, referred to a certain person. I didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was because I don't live in town. I didn't know exactly where Rosh Chodesh was. All right. But again, all the posts can bring this practice down despite the fact that it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw the Ashkenazi poskim 47. I quoted the Ben Ish Chai, Shana Shnia, Parsha Yikra, Ozayin. Also, Tikna Loma, he wrote on Kabbalah, Rosh Chodesh, B'Shabbos, Nei Rosh Chodesh, make this announcement, and so on and so forth. As far as standing up is concerned, a very interesting comment of Akiva Eger on that Magen Avraham. Simon Tofi, Ozayin, Sifalot. 48. The Magen Avraham mentioned it, the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned it, that we stand for Kiddush HaChodesh, for Brichas HaChodesh, rather, because they stood for Kiddush HaChodesh. So Akiva Eger says, in 48, Bar Anochi, I may be a fool, but who told you Kiddush HaChodesh was standing up? Where did you see that? Adrav, Reish Parakim, L'Shalom HaShem, Shalom HaYim, Bezin would really sit when they made these deliberations. So who told you? It's nice, the Magen Avraham mentioned, the other mentioned, we stand for Brichas HaChodesh, Shabbos Baruch, and we stand for Kiddush, for Rosh Chodesh mentioned, because they used to stand for Kiddush HaChodesh. Rukiger says, really? Where do you see that they used to stand for Kiddush HaChodesh? They would sit, Bezin would sit when they deliberated. So some say, an interesting side point, some quote, that whenever we have a mitzvah where the word lochem appears, the minig is to stand. There's no gemara like that, but other sources have it. By Ksiris HaOmer, Parachav Gimel of Vayikra, Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Sfaritem lochem, Mimochas HaShabbos. You count lochem. Count Ksiris HaOmer. Parashas V'A, when it mentions the mitzvah of Ksiris HaOmer, it says in Parak Tezayin of Dvarim, Pasuk Tez, Shiva Shavos Tispar Loch, again Ksiris HaOmer, Echal Chamesh Bakoma. Now, Koma, literally, that pasuk means the standing sheaves, you know, when the plants are growing and so on. But there's a psikta rabba, or psikta zutra later, medjus lekachtov, parsh lecho, perik yedzayin, simi yedgimel 51. They're talking about brismila, the mitzvah is to stand by brismila. Why? Anytime we have lochem, himo lochem calls ochor, it says about omer, it's a paradigm. So we say standing up. By mila, it says himo lochem, it says tzitzis also, we put on our tzitzis, put on our talus, we stand, because it says, ohel lochem le tzitzis. By Lulav, it says, lekachtov lochem, the sefer ashkol. Nichos Pesach, page Kufnum, Tesla, Alpha, Mist, edition 82, mentions Kibalnu, Mirabuseno, the Asmachta, the Sphirus Omer, Bamida. Okay, we have an Asmachta, the Sphirus Omer is standing up. And from there, we get other mitzvahs that the Abudra mentions in 53, in Hichos Birchas Oshachar, Sheish mitzvahs ain't, Shabirchos and Uman. There are six mitzvahs that we do standing up, even though it doesn't say in the Gemara. Omer, Levana Bechidusha, Tzitzis, Shofar, Lulav, Mila, because it says the word lachem. Okay, what has that show? I don't know, but that, you know, again, with paradigm is Omer. So we learn all these other sort of like Gzera Shabbat. It's a funny drusha, because not in the Gemara. It's not really in the Midrashim exactly, but okay, that's our practice. We stand. So one of them is Levana B'chidusha. Probably, though, that refers to Kiddush Levana, that we just said tonight. Probably not referring to benching Rosh Chodesh, but okay, this at least that addresses a little bit of Akiva Eger's question. Another possibility, again, especially if we link Birchas HaChodesh to Kiddush HaChodesh, so the Pasuk says in Parash Mishalak, next we said, Perak Tes Vav of Shmos, Pasuk Bey, Zek Keli Van Veyu. So Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Beis, Manal, 55, says, Amar Bacha Bar Chanina, Amar Abasi, Amar Yochanan, Kol Mavarach Al Chodesh Bizmano, again, that's from a Kiddush Levana, Kilim Akaba Panei Ashkinah. Because it says, HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, in our Parash, one, and it says Zeh Keli Van Veyu, and it says, and we just said this in Kiddush Havana. We incorporate this Gemara's text into Kiddush Havana more or less. Tana Deber Bishmal Il Mola Lazochi Yisrael Lahakba Pnei Avim Shem Chodesh Kol Chodesh. Well, we say Avim Shem Chodesh Pamachas Chodesh. The language in Gemara is Kol Chodesh Chodesh. Either way, Daim Omer Abaye Hilchok Nivin Omer. And again, we say this more or less in Kiddush Havana. So Rashi explains there in Sanhedrin and Beis Vav 51. Omer Abaye Hoel Umekabel. Since it's a Kabbalah Shechina, so they cover a Shechina Shumikabum. Okay, I mean whatever it is, that's the Psak and Halacha by Kiddush Havana. The Rambam brings the Hilchos Brachos Paragil Halacha Tezayin. The Kiddush Levani prints out the whole bracha, 57. Right? Has the whole text that we have more or less exactly where we have it. And Aruch Yitzayin, he writes, V'tzarach lover, the bracha brachas em umad. Shekal mevarach ala chodesh bizmano, kilo hikpo pnei ashkina. Shulchan Aruch also passes, v'tav chav vav, siv beis. Tola eno miyashar agam mevarach me umad. So you should say the bracha standing up. Okay, that's about the Kiddush Levana. But the Rekiva Eger's question was not about Kiddush Levana. Rekiva Eger's question is Birchas Levana. So if we accept those Rishonim who say that our benching or Shchodesh somehow linked to Kiddush Levana as a Zecher, okay, could be a Zecher. And that's what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Tshuva Zigris Moshe, Orachayim Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Mem Beis, the Tshuva to Rav Chaim Greenblatt. He writes, Mashahik Shem Rekiva Eger. He quotes this Kasher Rekiva Eger on the Magen Avraham. What do you mean they stood? They sat for it, okay? And so he mentioned something else. We'll see in a moment. They brought a Sefer Torah out. Perhaps he had a stand for the Sefer Torah, which we do also, by the way. We hold the Sefer Torah by it. But then he mentioned something else. Okay, he doesn't think that's what I'm going to mention. He says in the second paragraph of Moshe writes 59, Hanochon is daiti, shari mefurish b'Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, it's true. The Rosh Bezdin would say Mekudosh. Come back to this point. But after that, everybody would say Mekudosh and Mekudosh. Or bevada omsinim tashamach Moshe Bezdin lo yoshuel amdu. The crowd was standing. The people, whoever were there, yeah, the Bezdin who deliberated, who accepted the Edom, they were sitting, but apparently there were people there because the Mishnah says everybody has to answer Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Who's everybody? Whoever wanted to come to that ceremony. So they were standing. So that's what the Rav Moshe writes also. So therefore, and he says that's part of the Ikra Mitzvah. Okay, that's not just a said thing, an extra thing. That's the Mishnah says. The Av Bezdin would say Mekudosh, and everyone answered Mekudosh, Mekudosh. It wasn't just that. That's part of the Ikra Mitzvah. He says, in his opinion, along the third paragraph of 59, Umashman is died to Sheikar Mitzu Baniasam, the Mirsol Shabezin Upsakadin, the Rosh Bezin Paskin, who declares it again, especially maybe like that Rambam, that the Arhan Hug is what does it. Everybody answers Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Well, that's what establishes it. That has to be, says Rav Moshe. So, and he mentioned something else, which I'll show you in the Gemara in a second. So he said, that's perhaps the idea, and you can look through the rest of Moshe, but he says, maybe that's why the Olam stands today, because we are doing that form of commemoration. So just like the Kasha's answer, we stand because that's what they used to do, and it was a group participation. It also fits in well, we said before, because right before, Rosh Chodesh mentioned, we say Misha Berach, right? That Misha Berach, the standard Misha Berach, we work as Kala Kodesh Hazeh. We refer to the Kehillah, right? We're benching the Kehillah. So that's the Kehillah's role is part of the ceremony. So if you look in the Pirkei de Belezer, Parak Ches in 60, or Moshe refers to it, he says you have to have 10 people there, for at least for Kiddush HaKodesh, and if they have less, then you bring in the Sefer Torah and so on. So there was this idea of the Sefer Torah being there. In fact, Tosus and Brochas, Mem Ches Manav quotes that in conjunction with something else. What if you don't have a minion? The old idea, if there's no minion, you can have a cut and hold the Sefer Torah. So Tosus and Brochas, Mem Ches Manav, so has a whole discussion about that and so on. So it's not our topic now, but it mentions the practice by Rosh Chodesh. It would bring, a Sefer Torah and so on. So maybe that's, that has something to do with it. Says Rav Moshe, he rejects that ultimately. He doesn't think it's Rav Moshe, the Magen Avraham means. You could say, you can answer Rekiva Eger's kasha by saying the reason we stand is because they're holding the Sefer Torah. Okay, so that, which we do during Rosh Chodesh benching. Okay, but Rav Moshe doesn't like that answer, even though there's perhaps a mucker for it. But he does point out, again, look in 62, the rest of that mission, Rosh Hashanah, Chavdal and Aleph, again, Rosh Bezin, Omer, Mekudesh, Cholam, Omer, Chachach, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, says, Machokes, do you do that? What if it's the second night? Meaning, not the second night, but let's say the no Edom came, day 29, Sunday was the 29th, so no Edom came at night. So then for sure the next night is Rosh Chodesh. You have to have the same ceremony, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and so on. That's a machlokas in the Mishnah, okay? The Tanakhama says yes. Bein shenir bizmano, bein shalom nir bizmano. Even if it's the next night, they still do it, Mekachin also. Well, as the Tzadok says, im lo nir bizmano, ein Mekachin, it's a kvar kidshu shemayim, it's obvious, okay? But the Rambam makes no chilek. The Rambam hichos kiddush chodesh parak beis alach ches 63 writes mecharka chachish chaim edus rosh bezim mekudush chol ha'amon achar mekudush mekudush. No matter what, so that's what Moshe says. So you see it even the second. I was part of the ceremony was the not only the declaration mekudush but mekudush mekudush was all part of the same practice. So just that gives us a little bit of insight to what Shabbos Baruchin is about. It's primarily a hachrosa, but it does connect in this way to the mitzvah of kiddush chodesh. Just the last group of sources to go through the last 10 minutes or so. We have an interesting practice before Rosh Chodesh benching. Okay, before Rosh Chodesh mentioned, we say a little tefillah. Yiratzon, it became chazon shepis, you know, Yiratzon shetechare shalom, it's a chodesh ala tova v'racha, sin lano chayim aruchim, chayim shul shalom, you know, we say that it's a whole, I don't know exactly the ceremony per se, but you know, a whole tefillah, beautiful tefillah. Where does that come from? An old siddurim, we don't have it. And it seems that the Vilna Gaon did not say it. Okay, well, we know it's an accepted practice to say it. Where does that come from? So you look in source 64, Gemara and Brachas, Tez Zion Amid Beis. Rav, the Amora. Rav Basar Tzlosei, at the end of his tefillah, nothing to do with Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. He would say the following tefillah daily. After the Shemona Esrei, after Hamavarcha Samo Yisrael Bashalom, he would say, look at the words here, this is in the Gemara Brachas Tez Zion Amid Beis. Yehi Ratzon V'necha Shal Keno Shetita Enanu Chayim Aruchim, Chayim Shal Shalom, Chayim Shal Tova, Chayim Shal Baruch, Chayim Shal Baruch, Chayim Shal, you know, what we know from Rosh Chodesh benching. Rav used to say this apparently as part of his personal tefillah every day. Shemona Esrei really ends with the Bracha Hamavarcha Samo Yisrael Bashalom. And Yehi Ratzon V'necha Shal Keno Shetita Enanu Chayim Aruchim, Chayim Shal Tova, Chayim Shal Baruch, Chayim Shal Baruch. Our practice today is we append the paragraph of Lakai Netzor. When you look in the Gemara Brachas, Tez Zanim Beis, you find there that different Amoraim, different people used to append different personal tefillahs at that point. Rav used to have this phrase, that's what Rav used to say. Somebody else used to say Lakai Netzor. That's the one that won out. Although, if you recall, on Yom Kippur, after the Slichas, you know, at the end of the Shemona Esrei, we say before Elokai Netzor another paragraph. Elokai ad shalom notzarti eni chidai va'achshu shonotzarti ki lo notzarti ofar nebichai kavachom mitzosi and so on. Yiratzon shalo ech te'od. That was someone else's tefillah, not Yom Kippur. So different things crept in different places. That's what Tzlach points out. I printed 65. The Tzlach Lehem Brochus. Tezah and Aleph, Duma Asher Belozer. So all these Tanam and Amoraim would put these things in because the Mishnah says on Daf Chav Ches and Beis in Rosh Hashanah, in Brachas, I mean, it says, you shouldn't just say the fixed text. That's when I say you put in personal requests. That's what he used to do. So that is where this tefillah comes from, that we say on Shabbos of Aruchim was the tefillah of Rav that he said every day. Somehow it worked in to Shabbos of Aruchim. But there's a problem because that's a request for Chaim Shalom, Chaim Shalom, a beautiful request. But the Yushalmi and Brachas, I'm sorry, the Shalmi and Shabbos, Perek Tes Ovel HaGimel 67 says, Tani, Osu L'Tvoa Tzrocha B'Shabbos. You're not supposed to ask for personal needs on Shabbos. And Rezer B'Shem Shal Rechim, what about in benching? We say, Ra'enu Parnaseinu, Ra'enu Parnaseinu. No, that's Tofas Brachas Kacha. That's the text of the Bracha. We don't add tefillahs on Shabbos in Tar Shemona Esrei. You're not supposed to. We have the tefillahs of Shabbos, requests relating to Shabbos, saving the chasena, that's a bakasha. But certain brakasha, l'tzvot tzracha, we don't do. And that because why? The Korban 8 explains, there in Shabbos, Perek Tez Ovel HaGimel, we don't do it. It's just onik Shabbos. You shouldn't think about your work and your needs and so on and so forth. Just requests relating to Shabbos. But even other things, for example, that's why, you know, when Yonta falls on Shabbos, so we don't say the Yud Gimel Midas, you know, before taking out the Torah, that you were going to show. We don't say we don't have extra tefillahs on Shabbos, right? What about Reinu Parnaseinu? That's in Birchas HaMazon. No, but that's because that's part of the text of the Brachas. We don't change it. That's how the Kabbalah that Benosha explained. So it's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tov Yud Zayin Tiftas, source 70, he asked this question. He says in the second line, Tamihani, Heich Mutol Ispalal B'Shabbos, Tefillah Chadosha. That's not part of our, how do you say this? You know, it's not part of the regular text of the Shabbos Brachas. You know, it's a nice tefillah, but how do you say it? And he says, well, it comes from Rav. Okay, very nice it comes from Rav. But the Rav said it every day. We don't say that he said it on Shabbos necessarily. And even if he did, well, we don't do it. So why do we suddenly put it in here? Yeah, Aruch HaShulchan ends there. It's if that's how we call Moko. Meeting like both tefillah chadosh per Shabbos. If it was up to me, I'd get rid of it. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. What can you do? You know, I mean, I can't find City Hall. Tarchi and Golo. I mean, you know, try that in your shul. Okay, we're not going to say that you wrote them before Rosh Chodesh. What? The revolution. So, you know, but it's a good kasha. And I said, the only Gaon appears didn't say it. So there's a tshuva 71, Nishmas Chaim, that's from Chaim Berlin, the son of Netziv, for whom the yeshiva Chaim Berlin's name. His tshuva is Nishmas Chaim, Simon Chav Gimel. So somebody asked him that question. It's a Pella and so on and so forth. And he writes, you know, other things that are also questionable to say. I mean, the Yekas don't say here, Rabbi Kadol, don't say Bruch Shmei. Okay. But he says of a third line of a Kvar Kosu Achronim Yashim Minig Yisrael, that's only allowed to ask you personally. That's a Yochid. But if it's something for the Tzibur, it's something everybody's saying the same thing. Everybody wants Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Tova. He says it's okay. That's okay. That's his Tshuva. Rav Sternbuch, Moshe Sternbuch, Tshuva Zan Hagos, Chela Gimel, Simon Tzadi, Hey. He writes, "Shamati shagrach mi brisker, Chaim Brisker, tama al nusach yiratzon." He was astonished by it. He was, "Why do we ask for these things on Shabbos?" He said, "It's against the din." And a yiratzon, other yiratzon didn't like. And the third line there, "Sendi v'chein agroz atzaloy anichalawer." He didn't want to say the harachamans in benching. After benching ends, all these harachamans are requests. He didn't say it on Shabbos, right? And he quotes others who didn't say these things on Shabbos. So he also says, okay, that's only when you're asking Isra and Shabbos, a request for a chola, not a chola, sheish basarkana, but you know, general types of requests and so on. But on Rosh Hashanah and other times when everybody's in the same need, so basically he allows that not practice. It's interesting to say, you know, that not everybody loved this particular text. Because there's not an Isser, as a side point, I mean, you look in the Gemara Brachos, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Aleph, there's not an Isser to say these tefillos on Shabbos, just not in the Shabbos spirit, so to speak, to worry about your needs. That's why the Gemara Brachos, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Aleph says, the Rashi and the Rambam paskens out in Perek Yudav Chazal Chazayin, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Samaches Sivav Sivbeis. It says that if you made a mistake and you started to say a bracha at the Chonon, comes up in time of Friday night, right? That you're half asleep, so you say bracha Shem Akela Kadosh. You start saying at the Chonon and Das, and oh my gosh, it's Shabbos, right? Halachas, you finish the bracha. It doesn't possibly you want to say a request. I'm not supposed to worry about it, but if you did, you finish that bracha. Baruch Hashem, Chonon Ados, and then go on. Sometimes people don't recognize they made a mistake till they start clapping by the third bracha, Slach Lano. And then you realize, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos. Then you start fixing a jacket or scratching yourself to show everybody that you forgot that it was Shabbos. Whatever it is, but you can finish that bracha. Fine. So that's my point. It's not also to say on Shabbos, and that's how the Achronim justify this minig, even though the Vilna Gaon and others didn't like it. I do want to point out, though, okay, that in the Maseches Sofrim, Perikut Tes, Halacha Tes, 77, this goes back, that the original time of Rosh Chodesh, look at this, very fascinating. And we'll finish up in just a minute. Look in Maseches Tanis, Perikut Tes, Maseches Sofrim, Perikut Tes, Halacha Tes, 77. But Rosh Chodesh, when they were anticipating Rosh Chodesh, in the olden days, the Bezin would sit, was also a dignitary, shall tamid him. They would sit, wait for sunset, and it would make a bar of Priya Goffin, and it would have a whole tefillah. Okay? And it says that they would say, psukim shemesh a pasuk from Yishai, kikasher shamayim chadosh, maratz chadosh, and you say a brocha, brocha, Hashem Yisrael, Rosh Chodeshim, and you say, Hodo Hashem Kitov, and Yerushalayim, Sosim, Smechim, you would have a whole, as part of the regular tekes for Birchas HaChodesh, again, after the Churban. That's what they used to do, apparently, one time. Okay, and they would make this Rosh Chodesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh Mizmano, the whole, and Hodo Hashem Kitov, Kilam Chasto. So it's interesting, that's probably where the idea when we bench Rosh Chodesh, especially assume that our bench Rosh Chodesh is somehow Zecher, to add all these extra tefillahs. The Aruch HaShulchan points out an interesting thing. Okay, in some Siddurim have it. At the end of that text, some people stick in a phrase, Aruch HaShulchan mentions there in some Tav Yitzayin, that same Siv Tet. L'chein yesh v'zum b'sofa b'schus tefillahs rav. You ever see that? Some people have a text. Some people have b'schus tefillahs rabin, which fits in well if we say because it's the rabin's tefillah. That's why it's allowed on Shabbos. Others say b'schus tefillahs rav, because remember, this rav was the one who instituted this tefillah. Rosh Hashulchan rejects it. He says, "Avazot divrei boros, it's a mistake. What's b'schus tefillahs rav? Good that rav composed it. Other tefillahs other people compose. We don't identify the author, when we say it. Okay, he says, "Shemir shamat pisim tov b'zeh." Okay. What they meant was someone on the side printed Tfilas Rav just to let the person know that it comes from Rav, but not that you have to say the words B'schus Tfilas Rav. Others I've seen the Siddur Otsa Tfilas, they quote other, it's on the sources here because not in the database, but it said, somebody put in this on the side, Brochus, if you want Brochus, Brochus Tfilas Rav. So somebody looked at Brochus Tfilas Rav, no, B'schus Tfilas Rav. And someone else looked at it. So it's a corruption on top of a corruption. Okay, people say what they say to have the minig. The Aruch HaShulchan rejects it. I don't know what it means. It's interesting that the Munkacher and one of the Minchas Elozer in the Divrei Torah, and he refers back to something that is Zayda the Bnei Sosa, Derek Pikudecha, Mitzvah Say Dal Heros Chelak Adibur, Peches. He mentions something, quotes from the Sefer in Brochas. He says, some people say B'schus Tfilas Rabim. And he said, it shouldn't be Schuz Tfilas Rabim, it should be Schuz Tfilas Rab. Okay? Why? Because now maybe this will explain. Because, and he said also, maybe that's also a mistake, but the idea is by invoking Rav, maybe we can say that's why we're allowed to say it on Shabbos. And it's interesting, you know, we do have such a practice. I said before, we never quote the authors. We do, if you think about it, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, before we begin the piyutim in the Chazor Sashatz, we begin by saying, Misod Chachamim and Avonim, right? We say it right, you know, we're saying Misod Chachamim and Avonim, mentioned by him by name. That's in the Ma'aril, mentioned in Rosh Hashanah Ozvob, right? Misod Chachamim, Messiah, play Melach Machem Lochem, Adonai Adonai, or whatever the exact phrase is. And we're saying the piyutim we're about to say was said by great people, even though we don't usually put the piyutim, you know, in the middle of the Chazor Sashat, but here we can because it comes from the ancient sources. Okay, an interesting idea. Maybe that's why we say B'schutzos Rav, same type of an idea. And finally, we mentioned, you know, the Labush and Simtof Reishalav Chazon says Sifalav. We say it because, you know, we want to kind of invoke that we're doing this with permission of great people. Okay, just to finish off, the Rashash and Brochus, you know, says, why do we say Malay Mishalos Ubeinu Latova? Right? Say Mishalos Ubeinu, fulfill our wishes. Why Latovas? He writes, the Rashash and Brochus says Amin Alav, and then 82 says, because sometimes we don't know what's good for us. As I mentioned many times in the past, Soloveitchik said that he used to daven when he lived in Europe, he should never have to come to America. Because, you know, it was a midbar in terms of Jewish, Jewish life and kashrus and Shabbat. He didn't want to come to America. But then later on, he realized that Kodesh Baruch Hu would have accepted that tefillah. He probably would have perished in the Holocaust like you know, 6 million others. Okay, so that's why same Mishalos Ubeinu Latova. In 83, I printed some Oros from Rabbi Yashiv. In his Oros on Brochas on Adaf to Zion and Beis. Okay, he says, Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shul Shalom. You know, because sometimes a person can live a long life, but he still needs Shalom. Okay, then he asks, why do you need Chaim Shul Osher? He already said Chaim Shal Parnosos. That means you make a Parnosos, you have wealth. No, so he mentioned, but you have to be happy with it, because what is Ezo Osher? Sameach L'chalkom. So there should be Sameach L'chalkom. Finally, Chaim Shevon almost Torah Yir Shamayim. But wait a minute, you already asked for Yir Shamayim and Yir Chet, Yir Chet, the earlier stage. So why do you say again Yir Shamayim? Why do you have to ask Yir Shamayim twice? He quotes the Olam, you know, he says the Olam of Farish Bezeh, because first you say Chaim Sheyeshbam Yir Shamayim Yir Chet, and then you say Chaim Shal Osher V'chavod. So it's very nice to ask the Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. But after you get Osher V'chavod, you better ask the Yerushalayim again. And after you have Osher and Kovod, you know, that's the last line. Olam Mefarsh, V'shachar Shalom Balei De'ashiris, Torach Levakesh Mechodosh Al Yerushalayim Shalom. Okay, we'll stop over here. This is just some insights into Shabbos of Orchim, into Birchas of Chodesh. And, it's a nice tefillah, but you know, we should have in mind for all the wonderful things that we say. And I'll end by pointing out that some note that, you know, you're going to get everything in 1 month. What do you mean, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Brochim? Means what I do during this month should make me worthy of having a Chaim Aruchim and Chaim Shal Shalom. Wish everybody a guten Gutevach and a guten Chodesh to all.
So the Yek is only